I hope that those of us who hold positions of public responsibility in 1962 are as far-seeing about the needs of this country in 1982 and 1992 as those men and women were 30 years ago who began to make this project possible. What are we going to do in 1962, beginning today, to determine what projects we should develop so that by the end of this century, when there are 300 million people in the United States, that there will be available to them land and water and light and power and resources and places to live and places to rest and places to work. So we salute this project today, and we salute those who made it possible. And we look to the future, and we look to the past. And we commit ourselves in 1962 not only to celebrate this project, but to move ahead in all the other areas, stretching from California to Cape Cod, Massachusetts, in building this country up. Every member of Congress, everyone in the executive branch, from the president on, in the field of national resources, has to plan during their period of administration or of office for the next generation, because no project that we plan today will be beneficial to us. Anything we begin today is for those who come after us. And just as those who began something years ago make it possible for us to be here, I hope we'll fulfill our responsibility to the next generation that's going to follow us. This demonstrates our confidence in the future. Those people who come here from abroad, what they want to see is the Tennessee Valley. 10 years from now, they'll want to see this project. And I hope in space and on the ground, this country will continue its march forward. Thank you.